Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ava.
And Dan.
With your 8am Zedlines. In local news, in Queensland's expanding adult crime, adult time policy has added 12 new offences, including rioting, now carries a life sentence for children. According to the Institution of Collaborative Race Research, or ICRR, the term riot is a convenient way to delegitimise black protest, turning police and the state into quote-unquote victims of black uprising rather than perpetrators of racial violence. There are worries of introducing life sentences for riot targeting Indigenous kids who are already heavily targeted by the Australian police force, with 62% of incarcerated children identifying as Indigenous, according to a Productivity Commission's report on government services from January.
In more local news, it has been discovered that a major formwork company based in Queensland is on the brink of dissolving as furious subcontractors are refusing to work until they are paid. Form Structures, previously known as KO Form, is solely directed by Belinda Osborne, whose husband Connor Kearns ran a formwork company that dissolved last year, owing at least $7 million to creditors. The company is involved with many building projects located in Brisbane and the Gold Coast, such as Sienna at Varsity Lakes, Amaya Broadbeach, No. 21 Broadbeach Boulevard, Riviere at Kangaroo Point, Kasamia at West End, and Nera at Chevron Island. Over the past 12 to 18 months, we have seen substantial increases in subcontractor rates and labour costs alongside declining productivity across construction sites, Ms. Osborne said. As of today, these projects still remain incomplete, with fears that they will remain as such for the foreseeable future.
In national news, Australian unions are pushing for the federal government to introduce 10 days of paid reproductive leave for all workers. A proposal was submitted today to the Federal Parliamentarian Inquiry into the National Employment Standards, NES, calling for a, quote, dedicated entitlement to reproductive health leave. As it stands, the NES guarantees personal and carers leave, but does not cover any impact of reproductive health issues, forcing workers to use their sick leave or take unpaid leave to manage reproductive health concerns. Queensland is the first and only state to provide 10 days of paid reproductive health leave to its public workforce, but no national standard exists. Under the proposal, all workers, regardless of gender, would receive access to 10 days of paid leave for reproductive health-related issues and procedures, such as prostate cancer screenings, vasectomy recovery, IVF and fertility treatment, miscarriage, menstrual pain, menopause, and conditions such as endometriosis.
And in more national news, the Chemical and Fertiliser Division of the Australian conglomerate Wesfarmers recently stated that it is possible that shipments of ammonium phosphate would be halted due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. The escalation of the war in Iran and surrounding countries has forced fertiliser plants to shut down, as well as shipping routes to be severely disrupted. This comes in the months before farmers begin their major cereal planting season. Although Wesfarmers sources much of its natural feedstock domestically from WA's large reserves, it imports additional fertiliser supplies, including phosphates, phosphate cropping compounds, and nitrogen-based products. Although shipments for March will be delivered, the conglomerate said contracts scheduled for April or later cannot be brought forward for collection at this stage.
In international news, Britney Spears was arrested at 9:30 p.m. in California under the suspicion of drink driving. The 90s to 2000s pop star Britney Spears was then later released on Thursday, set to appear in court on the 4th of May. This, however, is not the first time she's been charged, as Spears was involved in a hit-and-run resulting in property damage in 2007 and was also caught driving without a valid license.
And now for your weather. It is 26 degrees, but feels like 29. There are light showers and 19-kilometre winds. It's 84% humidity and 68% cloud cover. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.